Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is CBS. I'm the world. I'm John Batchelor. The reports in these last days from China use big numbers. 340 million people, at least 46 cities, under some form of lockdown or restrictions. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, is with me, and we're joined by our colleague Charles Burton, senior fellow at the Center for Advancing Canada's Interest Abroad at the Macdonald Laurier Institute. Charles, these last days, the debate has been Beijing. Will it lock down? Is it locked down? The Bloomberg has carried headlines saying they're doing everything they can to avoid that term. What is the status in Beijing? Does it look like Shanghai? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, Beijing is not fully locked down, but the central district, Chaoyang, is under lockdown, and you know, transportation around the city is limited. And essentially, you know, with this Omicron variant, the variant keeps popping up in small numbers outside of the lockdown zones in the 46 cities that are having some degree of lockdown. And so it's really like whack-a-mole. You know, they'll close down one district and then they'll find in another district an outbreak, a minor outbreak, and they'll lock that down. And so where does it stop? And really, I think, you know, what's it going to do to Xi Jinping's political future if, in fact, people are very dissatisfied with the disruption in the economy, the lockdowns all over the country, and indeed, you know, the possibility that China's misreading of the West's attitude towards the Russian invasion of Ukraine will lead to secondary sanctions causing further economic distress for China. So, you know, if I was Xi Jinping, I'd be worried about how my policies are being received and my prospects for the party Congress in the fall.
Gordon, Shanghai, checking on that. This is the city of entrepreneurs. It's been locked down for, I think, more than a month. Any change in its status? Has there been any loosening anywhere?
There's been some loosening, John. So for instance, people can walk around their compounds, but for the most part, they can't leave. There is a new rule, which we have heard about in the last couple of days, where one member of a family every so often can go out of the compound to get groceries. But that's about it. There have been now 2 weeks of announcements that there would be substantial loosenings of restrictions, but they don't actually loosen the restrictions except from some very, very minor adjustments. So the situation remains almost complete lockdown in Shanghai.
You have a question for Charles.
Charles, you talked about the economy. We've just got the most recent numbers for April. It's clear that in April, the Chinese economy contracted not only on a month-to-month, but also on a year-to-year basis. March was a disaster, not quite as bad as April. But, you know, we're now in May. It seems like there's going to be very little relief. I don't see how the Chinese economy can grow this year, considering how these restrictions have been implying the first half of the year. What happens to Xi Jinping when China has to report negative growth?
I mean, that's the thing. Of course, you know, one can't trust the statistics that are reported, but the fact is that these lockdowns affect 40% of the domestic economy and 80% of the areas that produce for export, you know, Shanghai, Zhejiang, and those kinds of areas. So it's going to be pretty apparent to ordinary Chinese that the economy has been negatively impacted by decisions made by Xi Jinping and the Standing Committee of the Politburo. And I think that could provide more energy for the factions, the significant factions in China who are dissatisfied with Mr. Xi's centralization of power in his own office, and who have been sort of squeezed out of what they believe are their entitlements to power and the opportunity to, I guess, enrich themselves and their networks as a result. So, I just can't imagine that things can carry on very smoothly, particularly as we don't know what's happening in Ukraine and the extent to which China will seek to assist Russia in the action in Ukraine and in evading the sanctions that have been posed by the West on Russia. So, you know, there's a lot of uncertain factors, and none of them seem to be in Mr. Xi's favor.
Charles, is there information flowing on the web in China about how people are getting on when they share their thoughts with other family members? Do they express dissatisfaction, unhappiness, or puzzlement?
Well, I think that there is, in some cases, desperation. I mean, what if if the hospital where you're being treated and is dispensing your essential medications is on the other side of one of those lockdown lines, and you're not able to get the medications that the elders need? There's certainly a lot of that. And I think there's increasing, particularly out of Shanghai, increasing efforts on the part of people on the web to get the message out, even using blockchain technology to prevent the censors from censoring their messages and allowing them to vent out their dissatisfaction with what's going on and keep the debate going. So, certainly I think that this has really drawn an alienating line between the official regime and the propaganda on the news, which is so at odds with the reality on the ground, which is that people are trapped in their homes. They're essentially imprisoned, and it's causing disruption to the economy and human tragedies as people are unable to connect with each other and can't get the medical treatment they need because of these very, very, very strict measures.
Gordon, we're expecting remarks by the Secretary of State later this week, I believe within 24 hours. In some fashion about China, do you expect the Secretary of the State Department to mention these strange facts about the lockdown of 340 million people?
I think that Secretary Blinken might mention this on Thursday, but I don't expect him to say very much. And I don't expect him to actually address the core issue. And that is that Xi Jinping took steps in early 2020 to deliberately spread this disease beyond China's borders. And he's not going to talk about the murder of 6.2 million people outside of China. And if he doesn't do that, then his conversation on COVID is meaningless, in my view.
You have a question for Charles.
Charles, where do you think all of this ends up? People are saying that zero COVID policies are going to last through the 20th National Congress, which, if tradition holds, will be October or November of this year. Do you think that that's actually possible, that they can hold on for that long with these misguided, insane policies?
Well, I don't think that society and the economy can take it, right? I mean, you've got people locked up in Shanghai for a month. I don't think you can keep them locked up for 6 months, and the supply chains are frayed. Can they get enough nourishing food to people who need it? Already there are problems with that that are causing enormous dissatisfaction. But I don't see this policy as actually solving the issue, because the Omicron is so virulent that it's going to keep turning up in small numbers, throughout the whole time. It's just impossible to make a zero COVID policy work. So short of some kind of shift at the higher levels that causes Mr. Xi to lose his authority and the policy is turned into something more rational in terms of, just basic health standards for dealing with COVID, I see this thing going very badly. And I really don't think that the idea that he'll be able to solve everything and put China on a good economic and social footing before the Party Congress is really feasible. It just doesn't seem possible. But that's certainly where all the bids are, and certainly lower level officials are playing along with this, because they see putting irrational praise on Mr. Xi as the key to their political survival and advancement. So, it's kind of like a self-perpetuating machine, and it's just spiraling down and down. I'm very concerned about it.
Charles Burton is a senior fellow at the Center for Advancing Canada's Interests Abroad at the Macdonald Laurier Institute. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, writing at Gatestone Newsweek in The Hill, 340 million people without food security for more than a month? I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.